think that's how a DFA Records special starts, with All My Friends from LCD Sound System. Such a tune. And so many great nights dancing to that into the late hours, as the words say. So in the next couple of hours, I'm going to be playing a lot of the acts that are signed to the label, some of the classics and some newer ones, because as I said there in the first hour, I think there's a lot of kind of exciting stuff going on with DFA at the moment, like the new Juan McLean album I really, really love. Also, this new album by Museum of Love, which is the project of Pat Mahoney, formerly LCD Sound System, and Dennis McNally. Really great. It kind of has a Depeche Mode sort of sound to it. I'm going to do a track from that right now. This is called The Who's Who of Who Cares. Yazoo, Don't Go, 105.2 TXFM. As I said earlier, one of the bands that hugely influenced the DFA label. So if you have just tuned in, I'm doing a DFA record special up until 10 o'clock. So lots of great music on the way from Sinn Cain. Also, I'm going to be doing a new track by a guy called Dan Bowden, who signed to the label. And into the next hour, I have lots of great stuff lined up with Nancy Wang, Juan McLean, Still Going, Shit Robot. Loads of fantastic music, and there's lots of nice texts coming in. Scottish John just said, dancing around slapping my ass to, what was it, I Walked Alone from Yacht, Jacques Renault mix. And a big shout out to Kate and Gus, who were at the Jacques gig last week, I remember, and it was so much fun. He played a great set. I'm going to do this next. So this was also signed to the label from Hot Chip's album The Warning, and it's one of my favourite Hot Chip tunes. I'm going to send this out to Ronan. This is Boy From School. Basement Jacks, Never Say Never, in 105.2 TXFM. Before that, we had Nancy Wang's cover of Like an Eagle by Dennis Parker, and I just think it's brilliant. If you heard the original, it's completely different. I'm going to do this next from the DFA label, and this came out a good few years ago. I'll never forget when I bought it on vinyl and played it for the first time. It's just what I would call an absolute and utter belter. There's a real Sylvester vibe off this. It's by Still Going, and it's called Spaghetti Circus. That is the message from Grandmaster Flash on 105.2 TXFM, and he is actually playing here on May 22nd, very shortly, next Friday, at Hangar here in Dublin. It's an old school hip-hop set. I think I might follow that with this, because I don't know if you've seen the Joe Strummer documentary, The Future is Unwritten, but Grandmaster Flash talks in it a lot. He talks about a gig in New York whereby he was supporting The Clash. I think it was their first gig in New York, and apparently he was being totally booed by the audience, you know, who obviously were looking for a punk act. And I love the fact that Joe Strummer came out on stage and completely reprimanded them and said, don't ever do that to anyone again. I love that story. Watch the documentary if you haven't seen it. The Future is Unwritten. This is Train in Vain. Beastie Boys at Root Down on 105.2 TXFM. Before that, we had the new Sinead O'Connor single, which is 8 Good Reasons. And if you've just tuned in, what I was saying at the beginning of the show is that the two music films I watched this weekend were 24 Hour Party People and Control, about Ian Curtis and Joy Division. So I'm kind of going to do, throughout the 3 hours, a little bit of a special on Factory Records and all the bands who were signed to Factory Records, such as A Certain Ratio, Happy Mondays, Joy Division and New Order. So if you have any favourites, do text me 51052 or tweet us at TXFM Dublin. Donald's just text, two of my favourite movies. I love Factory Records and Joy Division especially. So really, it was a really fantastic time in Manchester, I think. I wish I could have been there when it all happened. And it seems that it all started out when Tony Wilson who kind of founded Factory Records, went to see the Sex Pistols play, and it was their first Manchester gig. There were only 42 people in the audience, some members of Joy Division and I believe some members of A Certain Ratio, and he just thought it was absolutely magical. So he got them to go on his programme, his music programme called So It Goes on Granada Television. And I think that kind of was the start of it all. So I'm going to do a Sex Pistols track. This is Anarchy in the UK. Blue Monday on 105.2 TXFM, as I said, became the fastest selling 12-inch record of all time. And I was just thinking to myself, can you imagine what that was like? When that came out, I was 5 years old, so obviously I wasn't DJing. But can you imagine what that was like if you were a DJ, to have that in your hand, that record in your hand, and obviously nobody known it, and about to drop it on a dance floor? It must have been unbelievable back then. Like, the closest I can kind of think of now is when Inspector Norris came out. I heard Optimo played in the Bernard Shaw for the first time, and I was just like, what is this record? So yeah, absolutely brilliant, brilliant tune. This next record that I'm going to play is a bit like a guy called Gerald Voodoo Ray. So as I said to you, you had Factory Records, and then Factory Records established the Hacienda nightclub in the 80s. And I think 24 Hour Party People, it's so interesting because the way it went from A Certain Ratio and Joy Division to New Order to Happy Mondays, the sound really, really, really developed over the years, because Happy Mondays kind of blended everything, you know, indie, soul, funk. Their sound was so unique. I don't really think there was anything like that before or after. It's a very interesting period in musical history and in Manchester, because I feel like it was very, very open-minded and people loved taking risks and kind of accepting different kinds of things. So, like Voodoo Ray, this next track was played in the Hacienda all the time. It's a brilliant tune. This is Marshall Jefferson with Move Your Body. Happy Mondays with Hallelujah on 105.2 TXFM, especially for Ruben. And do you know that Tony Wilson from Factory Records went to see them in a battle of the bands, and they came last, and he decided to sign them anyway? And I think that was kind of the magic of Factory Records, in that he sort of picked bands that people thought weren't going to go anywhere, and then they became huge. So there was definitely some magic there. And Happy Mondays, I know they were kind of lunatics, but man, so many good records. And everyone in that band was so important, even Bez with his dancing. And I also think a huge part of it, I was saying this to Joe earlier, was the role of the backing singer. Rowetta Satchel did backing vocals on that, and backing vocals for them, and what a beautiful, beautiful voice, because it kind of gave them that sort of soulful and funky sound. So if you've just tuned in, I'm looking at some of the bands associated with Factory Records, having watched 24 Hour Party People last night. So that's stuff like Happy Mondays, New Order, Joy Division, and this next band, A Certain Ratio. And if you listen to the show a lot, you know that I absolutely love them. There's a really funny scene in 24 Hour Party People where Tony Wilson is putting on fake tan on their legs before they go on stage, and he says he chose them because they were better dressed than Joy Division. I'm going to send this out to Michael in Summerhill and Meath, who says it's a great idea to do a label, a kind of special on a label. And you've actually suggested some other labels that I could do, One Little Indian, Creation, Rough Trade. It's a great idea actually for a show. This is for you anyway. This is Shack Up.
Thank you.
it's an old favourite of mine. It's called Magic in the Air by Badly Drawn Boy. I just love that song. I really love the words. So we're heading into the second hour of the show, and I've got new music on the way from Riley Walker. I listened to the album today. It's fab. Blur, The Charlatans. I've been asked for some Florence and the Machine. Gaz Combs, Joni Mitchell, De La Soul, and A Certain Ratio. But I will leave you with this before the news. This was my favourite thing that I listened to today, actually. It's by Francis MacDonald, who is the drummer with Teenage Fan Club, and it's called Music for String Quartet, Piano and Celeste. It's out on March the 27th. And he's worked with people like Edwin Collins, also Belle and Sebastian. And this was recorded at Mogwai's Castle of Doom studio, because apparently he loves their piano. And he was really influenced by Philip Glass and Ennio Morricone in the making of this album. And you can really hear it. But this is what he had to say. This album was a bit of a challenge to myself. As a listener, I came quite late to classical music and I have no formal training. But I didn't want to use an arranger or orchestrator. I wanted to be responsible for every note. Well, you'd never know. This is beautiful. It's called Playful. With Mac with the Chain on 105.2 TXFM, especially for Ian. So if you've just tuned in, we're talking about the greatest songwriters of all time. And of course, there's so many choices, but I've been asking people to text their top three, if they can, to 50052 or tweet us at TXFM Dublin. And really an amazing amount of stuff coming in. I just got a text. Simon and Garfunkel, Rufus Wainwright and his amazing mother, Annie McGarrigle of the French-Canadian, McGarrigle Sisters, and said, great show. Well, you read my mind, because I cannot tell you how much, first of all, I love Paul Simon. And how much I love Simon and Garfunkel together. And I brought in the sound of Silence on record tonight, because I think it's one of the best records ever written. And I'm going to play it now. I hope we all won't cry. But it is beautiful.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because if...
The answer is blowing in the wind.
Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind on 105.2 TXFM, especially for Jimmy Carr and for all of you who nominated Bob Dylan as one of the greatest songwriters, of course. Absolutely and utterly he is. So if you've just tuned in, this is what we're talking about. Greatest songwriters. It's a lot of the same stuff coming up. Lennon and McCartney is number one, also Burt Bacharach and David Hall, but many people are choosing different things, which is also great. So keep those texts coming, 51052, or tweet us at TXFM Dublin. And I have to do this next, because of course Nick Cave is amazing and so many of you nominated him. This is Into My Arms. What a beautiful tune. Tobias Jessa Jr. with Without You on 105.2 TXFM from his brilliant album Goon. And I believe Joe was talking about fantastic musicians' names today, and somebody texted in Tobias Jessa Jr. It is a great name. But you know what? I meant to say something about that, because a few weeks ago I met somebody who said to me, obviously I met him for the first time, and he said to me that he was driving home obviously in his car, and that track came on my show, and he said it was one of those where he was totally stopped in his tracks, and it was a really brilliant radio moment. And I thought that was great, because that's what this show should be about. And it's all down to Tobias Jessa Jr., his brilliant album Goon, and that track is called Without You. So I'm going to leave you with this before the news. Last night I was on the way home and I stopped off at my local, And I couldn't believe it when I walked through the door because the piano player was playing this. And if you tune in regularly, you know how much I love Paul Simon and you know how much I love the words of this tune. It's a really romantic track. And I'm always saying, I hope if I run into my exes, this is how I feel. This is Paul Simon with Still Crazy after all these years.
I met my old lover on the street last night.
That is Relish with Got It Made on 105.2 TXFM. I mentioned just there at the start of the show that I have some nice summer tracks lined up in this hour. So music on the way from Bob Marley, Ben Howard, My Sad Captains and Super Free Animals. But I have just received this message from an anonymous texter. It says, only love can break your heart equals summer. I completely agree. And you know what? I'm always saying, and so are other DJ mates of mine, that we should bring back the slow set. Do you remember the slow set? I'm not that old, but I do remember at discos and people would say, would you get up on me? And that's, will you get up on me? Sorry. And that's how you met guys and it was nice. Anyway, this is for you. It's Neil Young, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Summertime. That is the Riptide Movement with Animal on 105.2 TXFM. Okay, today I met my granddad for lunch and I haven't seen him since I was away in France. So he said, how was your trip? And I was telling him about the David Byrne book that I'd read, the Bicycle Diaries. And I said to him, you know, David Byrne from Talking Heads. He said, oh yeah, yeah, I remember them. And I said, well, basically the book is about him taking his fold-up bike when he's on tour and going off and exploring the cities that he's in. And I was telling Granda that it was really, really fascinating. And he said to me, oh, so cute. He said, you know, if you're a good chef or a good musician, you can travel anywhere. So this goes out to my granddad. I've chosen this because our second name is Byrne. My dad's name is David Byrne. This is Burning Down the House.